What kind of jobs involve coping with the public? The most common jobs that involve coping with the public nowadays are jobs in the service industry. Most people in my generation will work in the service and hospitality industry at one point in their lives, most likely when they are studying their undergraduate degree. These jobs require you to wait on the public and serve them food and drink. People will expect you to be polite, friendly, and for you to go out of your way to ensure they have a good time. Therefore, it involves a lot of dealing with the public.
What personal qualities are needed by staff who deal with the public? The most important personal qualities needed by staff who deal with the public are patience and good communication skills. Often, members of the public can become angry and confused when they are struggling with a service and need assistance from a member of staff. This is why it is very important to be a patient person who can remain calm even when other people are angry. Similarly, it is crucial that staff members dealing with the public are able to communicate in a clear and effective manner. This will aid them in performing their job in a competent and efficient manner. Should companies offer training for all staff who deal with the public? I believe it is right for companies to offer training for all staff who deal with the public. This is beneficial for both the staff and the company. On the one hand, it can be very difficult for staff to deal with the public at times, and they need to be properly prepared and trained to deal with all situations, or it can be a very stressful job. On the other hand, bad service and upset customers has a horrendous effect on the success of a company. Therefore, it is in the best interests of the company to ensure that all their staff know how to deal with the public in a professional manner. Do most companies react quickly when their customers have difficulties? Nowadays, most companies react pretty quickly when their customers are having difficulties because good customer service is the key to a successful company. If a customer has a problem or issue with their service, then they will probably post a review about the service online. If the company reacts quickly and fixes the customer's problem, then the review will be good, explaining how well the company helped them. If the company reacts slowly and doesn't fix the problem, then the review will be bad, explaining how the company did not help them at all. This has a huge impact on a company's success. What should companies do if a product is faulty? If a product is faulty, it is undeniably a company's responsibility to replace the product or to refund the cost of the product to the customer. When a customer purchases a product, they expect to receive a fully functional product without any faults. Therefore, if this is not the case and the customer receives a faulty product, then this is already a cause of major frustration to the customer. It is in the best interests of the company to keep their customers happy, so they should do whatever they can to resolve the issue. The most effective way to resolve this issue is to immediately replace the product or offer the customer a refund for the product. This should be offered without complaint or hesitation. How can companies avoid having problems with their products or services? The most effective way a company can avoid having problems with their products or services is by investing in high-quality products and by effectively training their staff. Most of the time, if there is a problem with a product, it is because the product is cheap and of a low quality. The best way to prevent this is to ensure you are selling high-quality and well-designed products, which are unlikely to break or become faulty. If a company offers a service, then the best way to avoid having problems is to ensure your staff receive a lot of training and guidance on how to deliver a high-quality service that will result in customer satisfaction.